Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope that you're having a great week. This past Sunday in Mount Vernon, we looked at Romans 12, 9 through 16, among a few other passages, and it's a really challenging passage, and Paul is working out the implications of the gospel for those of us who have placed our trust in God's Son, Jesus. And earlier in that same letter, Paul talks about how God's love has been poured into our hearts through our faith in God's Son, Jesus. And then in Romans 12, 9, Paul writes, "Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor." And then later on in verse 13 of Romans chapter 12, Paul says, "Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality." And what this passage reminded me of is the great, great news that for all of us who have trusted God's Son, Jesus the Christ, we are new. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we see that exact thing. It says that all of us who are in Christ, we are new creatures. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. And the great news for all of us who are in Christ is that God truly has made us new. God truly has poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And we have to remember that when we see these challenging commands that we just read in Romans chapter 12, because when you begin to look at those, it's saying that our love, it needs to be genuine. It needs to be sincere. It can't be hypocritical. It can't be just for show or in words only, but our love has to actually be true, real, active love, the kind of love that God calls us to, where we lay down our lives for the brothers, like it says in 1 John chapter 3. It talks about abhorring what is evil, holding fast to what is good, loving one another with brotherly affection, outdoing one another and showing honor. There's almost this idea in the text there that all of us who are in Christ, we're in competition with each other, but the competition is to outdo one another in showing each other honor. And so the idea there is almost that if you and I were hanging out together and you did something to show me honor, my response should be, "Oh man, I don't want to lose this contest. I'm going to do something to lower myself, to humble myself, to serve you, to love you, to honor you," because we are called as brothers and sisters in Christ to outdo one another in showing honor. And then later we read verse 13, we're supposed to contribute to the needs of the saints. And that word contribute has a financial connotation or meaning to it. And so we're certainly called to contribute financially to the needs of the saints. But it also points our attention to the question, well, what are the needs of the saints? These people who have been made holy by trusting God's Son, Jesus, people who are brothers and sisters in Christ, a different word for that would be Christians. What are our needs? And whatever those are, I am responsible as someone who knows and loves God's Son Jesus to contribute to the needs of the saints and to seek to show hospitality. So at LifePoint Church, we talk about how, you know, in Christ we're new, in Christ we are family, and as family we take the time to know and encourage each other. Hebrews chapter 3 talks about how it is so easy for us to be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, and so we need to exhort one another every single day so that we're not hardened by sin. I need to be exhorted, I need to be encouraged so that I am not hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And so I want to challenge you today to identify some brothers and sisters, some other Christian believers in your life that you can go out of your way to know and encourage. Certainly, if you're not currently connected to a life group, I can't encourage you strongly enough to connect to a life group so that you can have a group of people who are your people, so to speak, that are seeking to know and encourage you in your faith, but also you're seeking to know and encourage them. Because again, the truth is, all of us who are in Christ, we are new. And because we are new, we're family. And as family, we take the time to know and encourage each other. Let's take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to help us as we seek to obey Him in loving our brothers and sisters. Father in heaven, we do praise you and thank you that through the shed blood and resurrection of your Son, Jesus, we can be made new. And part of that is, God, you make us family. You adopt us as your sons and daughters, and we are now brothers and sisters in Christ. And Father, your word tells us to exhort one another, to encourage one another, to love one another, to rejoice with each other, to weep with each other. God, your word tells us, in short, to know and encourage each other. And God, so many of us are just so very busy and distracted. And so, Father, we ask that you would help us Help us to thank you, praise you, and experience your life-changing love. But God, also that you would help us to share that love, to extend that love to our brothers and sisters in faith. Help us to know and encourage them. Father, we're going to need your help to do that. And so please, by your Spirit, give us that help. We pray all of these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.